Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Don't expect me to keep up with the news. It's just too much. I'm telling you this because if you come into this show because you're, oh, this topic is going to be, you won't know. I'm going to take the pressure off myself because I simply can't do it. Democrats are too vile for that to happen. There's too many stories, too many things coming at you all the time. I'll give you an example. So Garland was on TV the other day. I didn't even have time to get to it. The news is it's going to be late. And part of it is that if this show were strictly, let's just go through the news real quickly, you know, then it would be different. But when you have to dissect it, when you have to learn what's behind it, what's the meaning of it, you know, what are the angles, it's too much. I wish I had 10 times the staff and 100 times the money because we might be able to give you. Let me put it to you, a typical day for us. A typical day, I get up super early. I start looking at the news. Producers are looking at the news. I have an audio-visual guy who's looking for videos that goes with the news. My editor, we have an editorial meeting to discuss what we're going to write about. That, we hope, coincides with the videos that our video guy's gotten, our AV guy, and that I've gotten. So, because I'm up super early, I'm already cultivating ideas around stories for the radio. I send that over to my editor. She says, oh, these translate good to blog posts, so we do that. My video guy then provides the videos that go with it because we're trying to get a little fractional penny off everything. So if the videos is inside of the blog, people will watch the video and we get a penny, okay? And if my radio show is inside, we get two pennies, etc. And all the pennies should technically add up. And if I wasn't being social media squashed, it would be. I'd be sitting up here talking like this because I would be very wealthy, okay? But they squash me, so it's up to you guys to do it. But that is typical. That's how we start the day. And then we try to post at least 4 to 5 articles. If you're lucky, you get more. And those are hitting your inbox, okay? They're hitting your email box because many times you've requested it. But then what happens is people will go, oh, you send this too much. Well, those are our stories, our videos, my radio hits, and occasionally we send a merch thing or whatever. And so then people will opt out. Then here's the fun part. I get the thing that says, hey, Kevin, I no longer get your newsletters. And I go, probably because you opted out. You got upset. I'm getting too many things. Well, you know what? That's the price to pay for freedom. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm not getting after you. I'm telling you the process. I haven't even put a number to it, but there are solidly 10 of us that work in my organization. Every single one of us underpaid. Every one of us. I took a massive pay cut last year, and most of my staff did as well. Anyway, because we continue to want to push this stuff out, and we still can't get it out. I got staff, being honest, practically working for free, and they do it every single day because we believe in it. They believe in me. And I believe in you, because let me tell you something. There have been many days, especially early on, not as much these days, because God has pretty much told me you're doing it whether you like it or not, son. But prior to that, there were many days where I was like, you know what? Screw this. This is nonsense. Number one, I can't keep up. I don't have the staff. Number two, I'm losing money. It isn't so much about the money that I make, you know, because I don't make enough to say grace over. It's the money you lose. It's like when my son said, Dad, I think I'm going to go to Harvard and get my MBA. And I went, why? At the time, this was early in his career. You're making a couple $100,000 a year. You're going to go to Harvard. Now, he was going to be on scholarship. But essentially, you're going to lose $400,000 over the next 2 years so that you can what? Brag and say you got an MBA? You're a graduate. You're a magna cum laude graduate of Wharton. You don't need to chase paperwork. You know, now I get it. I do understand his want to do it because it does give you that layer of credibility. But what did he do? So he did. He took my advice. He didn't do it. Now he went to work for Elon Musk, you know, one of his companies in California now. And by the way, he was the number two over there. Now he runs his own firm. No harm, no foul. So anyway, my point is this. We're overtaxed, understaffed, underfunded, and we get up every single day and we do it. And you know what our request is? Our request is that you push this out. Push it out to somebody. Do something that furthers the cause. You know who I love? I'm not trying to tell you. I love all my cheerins out there, okay? I love all of you. But there are some that I go, you are marvelous. You look marvelous. You know who they are? They're the ones that say, Kev, I want to put together a fundraiser. I want to do something to help the cause. And I want it to be impactful. Jeff, you know who I'm talking about. You're one of them. Allie, thank you. These are people that say, I'm going to get people together in my house. I'm going to have you come in. I'll fly you in. And I'm going to tell these people everything that you guys do. Because they know. They've dug deeper. I was over at a gubernatorial candidate's home, invited, because they want me to help them. And we were talking about just some different things. And the candidate says, well, we want to do this. And I heard you guys do that. And I said, yeah, let me show you. And I pulled out my computer and I showed them. Whoa! They're blown away. I didn't realize. Everything I pulled up. I didn't know you guys did. Yep, we do all that. We do all that with a limited budget, limited people. But we can't keep up. We can't keep up. Now, we get up and do it as a labor of love, and because the good Lord says to Kevin Jackson, you're going to do this, whether you like it or not, KJ, this is the path I have you on. So I follow it. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. This Loudoun County rape is a much bigger deal. I didn't realize it involved the transgender. I wasn't, and it isn't that I wasn't plugged in, it's just for the reason I told you earlier. Didn't have time to read it, read the headline, but I didn't get into the story. But then I heard Tom Cotton grilling A.G. Garland, which I'm late on that story, and it was illuminating. So I want to talk about that when we get back, as well as lies being told by the wannabe governor again of Virginia. Blatant lies. So we'll talk more about leftists when we get back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I just find one of the most weird things that we are discussing today is gender. And I do understand that these knucklehead kids have been trained by academia to say, oh, well, I feel this way or that way. Sometimes I like girls. Sometimes I like boys. Sometimes I don't like anybody. Sometimes I don't even like myself. And then they give themselves all these gender terms. And then we've got to have all the lexicon that comes with it. Cisgender and non-binary and all these things. And I can only imagine being, you know, 70 years old or so and going, what in the world? You know, when you come up where there were boys and girls, look, I get it. There's always a freak of something. Go out and look at the, you know, nature. There's always a flower that has an extra petal or, you know, the four-leaf clover and, you know, whatever. There's always that. But they're outliers. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Trying to make sanity out of the insane. And When do you push back? When do you finally go, look, if you want to have this idea that of nature being a freak, I'm fine. But in the real world, here's how we're going to deal with it, boys and girls. And let me give you how they have their cake and eat it, too. You still have the WNBA. You still have women's soccer, who, by the way, complain they don't make as much money as men. I tell you what, let's solve this problem real quick, Megan Rapinoe. How about you try to make the men's team? See, that would solve the problem very quickly. I have been, complimented by Justice Clarence Thomas as being the guy that solves problems very quickly. So I tell you what, women's soccer, all of you, go try to make any men's team on the planet and see how much money you make then. Watch what the wage gap becomes when you try to compete with Messi or some of these other guys. I don't follow soccer, but here's what I do know. Let women compete with men. There will be no women soccer. There will be soccer played by a bunch of people with their genitalia on the outside because we are better. It's that simple. We're faster. We're stronger. We kick the ball farther, harder, higher, whatever, than women. I tell you what, you want to continue the experiment? Get rid of the WNBA and say girls or whatever you want to call them. Go play with the boys. And see how many women in the WNBA. Give me the best woman in the WNBA, and I'll put her in the NBA, and see how long she lasts. What team will she make? Let me go ahead and give you the answer. None. But we get into this stuff. Oh, we got to have all these genders. No, except we got to have Title IX because we want to throw some money into women's sports. Well, how do you have women's sports when you don't even want to have women, when you want to have all these different genders and you want to say, well, we can all compete with one another. And then why are we even having this discussion about transsexuals going into your sports? You know who's complaining about male transsexuals becoming women and going into women's sports? It isn't conservatives per se. It's women. It's the very people that claim they want to be all open-minded about it. And what do they call us? Non-mammary, non-breastfeeding parents because they don't even want to refer to us as men? Oh, and let me not forget, we're all toxically masculine men. How can I be toxically masculine if there is no such thing as a man? You starting to get it? These people are so screwed up. And they've twisted the world to where kids can't even think logically. They want their cake and eat it too. They want women's rights when it comes to rape culture. And I need to make as much money as a man. No, you don't, dude. No, you don't, dude. A spokesperson for the Department of State announced that the department has issued its first, quote, non-binary passport. The department is transitioning towards a permanent change to allow people to identify as non-binary on the document. Transgender people can already apply for new passports under their preferred genders without medical documentation or supporting documents. So the document that you need to identify you entering and leaving a country that they use for Interpol, that they use for the FBI, all these different things to make sure you are who you say you are, can now be altered, and you can do it with your gender. And these people don't see the death spiral of this act, whatever you want to call it. This is insane. And we let them get away with this kind of nonsense because we don't push back. You're some phobic if you push back and decide, you're going to use my pronouns. I'm not using your – let me put it to you this way. I don't know how you guys feel listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. By the way, I am Kevin Jackson. I don't know how you feel, but I'll tell you this right now. I will never use an alternative pronoun. Never. Just like I'll never get the jab. You don't have to guess. I'm not getting it. Oh, Kevin, you won't be able to do it. Well, fine. I'll live on the black market. If they really want to test me, I can guarantee you this. I know how to live on the black market. After all, I am black. I can live under the grid. I mean, this is my juke joint. So if they want to test us, fine. But, you know, just so we're clear, there are places in Canada and in California that I've read stories where they want to put you in jail for misgendering, using the wrong pronoun, not, you know, I don't know, living up to some expectation of how you're supposed to greet the transgender, because they have more rights than you. I tell you what I'd do. Turnabout would be fair play. I'd say, well, listen, he was saying this. Well, he said this. Well, what did he say about me? Well, he said you. What do you mean you? You can't be calling me a you. You mean you people? I want him arrested. Let me just put it this way. You want to play games with me? You want to play games with me? Yeah, I don't think you want to play games with me. Well, some games we can play doctor if you're cute. Oh, man. So it floors me what these people. I want to take it to this logical conclusion, because, like I said, if I can declare to be a black woman versus a black man, or a Guatemalan female midget woman, then what can you do to me? What prison do you put me in? You know, if I can use something to my advantage at the appropriate time and I can morph, I mean, I don't even need trickeration. I don't even need to make an outfit. I can just declare.
Well, sir, how do you declare yourself a transsexual when you still have your naughty bits?
Well, don't others? I mean, they seem to keep theirs and still get away with it. What about this kid that raped the girl in the Loudoun County bathroom? He seemed to enjoy his naughty bits. I mean, it's ridiculous, people. And you got to recognize it as that, and you've got to voice your concerns and make sure people understand that you're aware. You're not going to be snookered.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new report from the Wall Street Journal claims that the Biden administration is considering giving a whopping $450,000 per person as reparations for separation of illegal border crossers and children during the Trump administration. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn is no fan of the idea.
DHS, HHS, and the Department of Justice go negotiate these prepayments to these individuals that have broken the law.
Microsoft is now the world's most valuable company. It surpassed Apple Friday in terms of market cap, which is just under $2.5 trillion. This came after Apple stock fell more than 3% in early trading after missing expectations in the latest earnings report. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Oklahoma carries out the state's first execution in 6 years.
Now, the state of Oklahoma has carried out its first execution since 2015. John Grant executed early on Thursday, just hours after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned stays of execution for Grant and another death row inmate, Julius Jones. He's scheduled now to be executed next month. Grant, who's 60, had been convicted for a 1998 murder, and now he was incarcerated after robbery convictions which followed.
Chris Barnes reporting from the USA Radio News Cape Cod Bureau. Consumer sentiment is holding steady this month. The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Attitudes remained virtually unchanged from its mid-month reading. The survey noting rising inflation and falling confidence in government economic policies offset the positive outlook for higher wages and the receding pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And I'll just read it again. Convene meetings.
Judge, we've all read your memorandum. We've also heard you dissemble about your memorandum. I have, and the record now shows, one of your U.S. attorneys sending out a letter about federal prosecution investigation and list in detail the federal statutes for which you could be prosecuted. Judge, you've talked a lot about intimidation and harassment. Have you issued a memorandum like your October 4th memorandum about the Black Lives Matter riots from last summer?
You're talking about the summer of 2020? In the summer of 2020, there
were a lot of crimes committed. People haven't been
there were a lot of prosecutions, yet. And they were under the previous administration.
Okay, Judge, what about this? It is no doubt, you're even though parents at school boards aren't within federal jurisdiction, there's no doubt that federal officials are. You keep saying senators. Have you started an investigation into the harassment of Senator Kyrsten Sinema in a bathroom, because she won't go along with the Democratic Party's big tax and spend agenda? That is a sitting United States senator being harassed in a bathroom.
I don't know whether the senator has referred the matter to the Justice Department or not.
You cited, as the basis for that directive, the National School Board Association's letter of September 29th. Was that directive being prepared before September 29th, before the School Board Association letter was issued?
I don't believe so. Certainly, I didn't have any idea.
So it was only prepared at... Okay, I think that answers the question.
I already answered that question.
So you keep citing the school board letter and news reports.
Right.
One of the news reports cited in that letter, which you presumably mean, is from Loudoun County, Virginia.
No, that is not what I was talking about.
Well, you keep citing news reports, and that's the most prominent news report that anyone in America has seen. That refers to Scott Smith, whose 15-year-old daughter was raped. She was raped in a bathroom by a boy wearing girls' clothes, and the Loudoun County School Board covered it up because it would have interfered with their transgendered policy during Pride Month. And that man, Scott Smith, because he went to a school board and tried to defend his daughter's rights, was condemned internationally. Do you apologize to Scott Smith and his 15-year-old daughter, Judge?
Senator, anyone whose child was raped is the most horrific crime I can imagine, and is certainly entitled and protected by the First Amendment to protest to their school board about that.
But he was cited by the School Board Association
as a domestic
terrorist, which we now know. That letter and those reports were the basis for your...
No,
this is
Senator,
this is
that's wrong.
Shameful. Judge,
that's,
this is shameful. This testimony, your directive, your performance is shameful.
Okay. That's not.
Thank God you are not on the Supreme Court. You should resign in disgrace, Judge.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Senator Tom Cotton going after Attorney General Garland. I don't know much about Garland. He's obviously a lefty, I mean, because he's been appointed by Joe Biden. And on the surface, Tom Cotton appears to be very right on this. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. By the way, when I give out my email, the website, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, I hope people write it down. When we give out our phone number, 844-551-8255, I'm not doing it with this idea of, hey, let me spend some more time and waste time, you know, with call signals and all that for the radio. It's for you to write it down. So when you have a thought or something you want to talk to me about, you will do it. You call in. Do whatever you need to do. And more importantly, go there and look at what we do. I got a lot of old folks listening to the program. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of information out there about us that you don't know. And I would hope you'd go take a peek and tell somebody else. Anyway, so Cotton is grilling this guy because he's saying, and I don't like what he did. He's telling you, you got this. This is where you got the information from and then made this ruling. And the ruling has to do with parents being declared domestic terrorists. Now, I don't think a parent should be declared a domestic terrorist unless they commit an act of domestic terror. And I think that that's where he's making the distinction. Garland's like, have you declared any of the BLM people domestic terrorists? And Garland doesn't answer the question to his satisfaction. But I will tell you this. It's not the way he questioned him by not letting him say, no, I got my information from here. And this is why I did it. But before I get into that part, I want to talk more about this whole transgender thing. So this kid apparently dressed up as a girl, went into the girl's restroom, waited on a girl to come in, and then rapes this girl. I thought it was something completely different. Somebody said it was a gang rape. I don't know. But apparently he did this. And according to Tom Cotton, the school or the county didn't want to mention it because it was Pride Month. And you can't be very prideful when one of the T's, one of the alphabets, decides he's going to take advantage of something, because we've been talking about this. See, conservatives have been saying, what about people that just use this as a disguise and blah, blah, blah. And so when it happens, the left go quickly want to cover it up. And that's what, you know, and again, Cotton brings up some good things. I want to give you the good and the bad. Cotton brings up, what about when they harassed Kristen Sinema, a sitting senator, in a bathroom? And Garland answered correctly. If it's been referred, then I'll take a look at it. So then he tries to get a gotcha, Tom Cotton, and says, well, how did you get to this domestic terrorist thing? And Garland tries to answer, and Cotton doesn't let him answer. And I want to be fair. Because I'm telling you, I don't like the tactic where you just beat a guy up. Let him answer. Now, I don't like the tactic where they try to stall. Yeah, let me read what I said here and all that. I don't like the stall tactics. Garland should be able to say, listen, you're completely misconstruing what I said. Here's what I meant. So anyway, he goes on. I want to play this part of the clip because this is fair to Garland. Here you go.
General Garland, do you want to complete your answer?
Okay, I wasn't sure there was a question there, but let me be clear. The news reports I'm talking about were not the news reports in that letter. They were other news reports that everybody here has heard about, subsequent reports that everybody has heard about. There is nothing in this memorandum, and I wish if senators were concerned about this, they would quote my words. This memorandum is not about parents being able to object in their school boards. They are protected by the First Amendment. As long as there are no threats of violence, they are completely protected. So parents can object to their school boards about curriculum, about the treatment of their children, about school policies. All of that is 100% protected by the First Amendment, and there is nothing in this memorandum contrary to that. We are only trying to prevent violence against school officials.
Now, I don't trust Democrats, but that's a legitimate thing. If you're a member of a school board, and I'm encouraging, we, through Seeking Educational Excellence, we are encouraging parents to become members of school boards. I don't want you threatened. And there was a very reasonable thing that he said. Look, politics aside, that's reasonable. Nobody should be threatening school board members. The way you threaten a school board member is you say, you're not going to be here next time. We're going to vote you out. And I'm hoping that we can get millions of Americans to join us. I hope you go to SeekingEducationalExcellence.org and get involved with us, because we're targeting certain school board members that are troublemakers. We are going to get rid of them. If we have to go door to door knocking against them, this is what we're going to do. But it's not to threaten them. So I appreciate Tom Cotton's zeal in going after this. And I understand that, you know, look, we got a lot of opportunity here. A transgender, which it was probably not even a kid who's transgender, but obviously he wasn't. If you're transgendering to a woman, and maybe he was transgendering to a woman, he just decided he'd, you know, have his way with another woman, which makes this transgender person a lesbian. But tough argument for a lot of reasons. But anyway, we have that part of the discussion. He brought up a legitimate point about BLM. Why aren't you indicting them? He brought up a legitimate point about Kyrsten Sinema, which, as I said, Garland responded and said, if she files a report, we'll look into it. But if we're going to look at justice and we're going to look at how we get Democrats to take a look at our side, we've got to be fair about it. And I think Garland gave a great answer. I don't know this guy. He's a radical. He's this or he's that. All I'm telling you is let's be open-minded in our evaluation of things, because if you're just trying to be on these panels, you know, to get people's attention and to pull a Trey Gowdy, but nothing happens, because that's exactly what Trey Gowdy would interview you, you know, ask you questions and run you down a rat hole and then do nothing. Then what does it get us? Somebody in this country has got to start working with dignity and honor and understanding that we're trying to solve problems. We're trying to get to the bottom of things. And Cotton would have gone a lot further, thanking Garland for part of it, but, you know, with a complete understanding of where things were.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The faithless Democrats are the reason that I have no faith in politics.
Again, I don't care if you are not a Christ follower. I don't care if you're not a believer. I don't care if you're an atheist, an agnostic, or whatever. What I do care about is when you try to make your thing my thing. So I'm stupid if I am a believer, or you want to regulate all my stuff out of existence, even though there is a large faction of people in America who think as I do. Welcome, people. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Most Americans have some belief in something, and it is of a higher power, and it, generally speaking, is related to something godlike. Now, of that group, the majority of us believe in God. You might call him Yahweh, Yeshua, whatever. I mean, there's all kinds of names. You might even call him Allah. But the fact is, you believe in a God. Something bigger than you. And I'm not talking about the concept of, I'm just a part of the little ecosystem of it all. No, I'm talking about bigger than you, so much so that you sacrifice self. You even understand that your level of insignificance. Those would be the real true believers. They get it. They go, you know what? This isn't it. To me, me saying this isn't it is not that big of a deal. It doesn't mean, wow, Kevin, what if this is all there is? And then you got nowhere to go, and you didn't maximize what you had to do here. Because that's the way people think. This is it, man. You get your 70 plus years, whatever the average lifespan of America, of the world is. You get it. That's all you get. And if you don't get it all here, man, well, guess what? You lose out. You were too stupid thinking about something bigger than yourself, so you lose out. Now, I don't believe that. Because let me tell you, if that were the pervasive thought, it would be everybody for himself and God for us all. Nobody would care about anybody else. I don't believe that is an innate part of us, of our beings, to where we just, are willing to sacrifice it all. I think that it's so inbred in you, that God is so much in you, that you understand that, you know what? You can forego carnal pleasure, whatever it may be, on earth, because there is something better. I don't think that's an idiotic thing to think, any more so than I watch an atheist, Seth, what's his face, McFarlane, who said, it's hard to believe that the world, I mean, it was like the universe was something the size of a marble, and then it exploded, and we got all of this here. And I'm going, you just described God, but you're too stupid to see it. This isn't a faith-based thing here, by the way. This is not Rami. I'm not Billy Graham. I'm just a little old cog in the wheel, a cog in the wheel of leftism, a cog in the wheel that understands that, you know what? If you'll just tell us the truth. That's what's so cool about the Bible, as an example. It isn't going to change. I know there are people out there that want it to change. They're like, oh, the Pope said this. I don't care what the Pope said. If the Pope doesn't go, it goes against the Word of God. I'm not listening to the Pope. I'm not listening to a pastor. I'm not listening to anybody that goes against the Bible. In the common sense of the Bible. Oh, Kevin, what do you want to do? Sacrifice a lamb? They always got something to say. But I'll tell you this. Let's just focus on the Ten Commandments. Poke a hole in it, please. Please, somebody, poke a hole in it. Make me disavow the idea that thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. Just make me disavow it. So you've got this book of truth. And let me explain. The reason why I'm telling you why Democrats are vicious, vile liars is because they don't like religion. They don't like the idea that there is something that is about truth. And guess what? We all are guilty of lying. Lying about something, lying by omission, whatever. And you know why you generally do it? To cover your butt. But you know why Democrats lie? Democrats lie to get your money and to get power. So they no longer have to cover their butts. Look at what they do with their lies. They get power. And in that power says, so what I lie to Congress? So what I lie to the higher authority that regulates the greater good? You got nothing to say. They even tell you, my lies don't even count. I'm that proud to tell you, I had a scandal-free administration. Really? Joe Biden lies to your face. There is no question in anybody's mind that guy's a liar, a pathological liar. There's hardly anything you can find where he's told the truth. But he's president. Can't talk about the big steal and what you think is a cheat, even though the Democrats said at the end of 2000, oh, it was a total cheat. I can't believe it. We got to get the Supreme Court involved. But you say it, and what do they want to do? Shut you down because they know they lied. I don't know whether the Republicans cheated in 2000. I don't. I was happy that George Bush won over Al Gore. But I didn't want to shut him down. They thought that he cheated. Fine. Let's take it to the nth degree. I think they did. We didn't do it this election, and they don't even want you talking about it. They don't want you talking about Wu Flu and anything negative except their narrative. That's it. I have no faith in Democrats. Zero. Because they have no faith. I have no faith in an election system in which the Democrats are allowed to cheat it, to manipulate it. So in Virginia, where I know Democrats should lose, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if they're going to lose. People say this race is a referendum on Biden, but there's already been a referendum on Biden in 2020, which is why they had to cheat like there was no tomorrow. The referendum is clear, America. Pay attention to Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Network. The clear referendum is Americans hate leftists. And there's a reason. Because leftists are the biggest liars on the planet. Vile liars. Liars who cost people their lives, and they don't care. So, more China virus lies have been told by leftists. You ready? China, well, before I even get to that, let me just say what's happening in China. They removed the black actress from the poster of Dune, you know, this new movie. It's a remake, but it's a movie that's coming out. And here's what was written. As an ecologist turned diplomat who helps a noble house take control of a mining planet in a distant galaxy, she plays a crucial role in the blockbuster Dune. Yet in a marketing push for audiences in China to see the science fiction epic, there's little evidence of Sharon Duncan Brewster, a British actor of Trinidadian heritage. So in effect, this particular periodical is calling China racist. Well, having lived there, I can tell you they are. The Chinese are racist. Now, it didn't bother me. I was over there. Oh, you know, they weren't catering to black people. They weren't going out of their way to make laws that fit me. You know what? And I knew they cared more about their culture than they did mine. They made no compensations for me. They didn't have set up a chitlin shack. They didn't say, oh, we're going to put in some fried chicken and some, you know, some soul food over here for this black man. No, they did nothing. They kept living their lives. And they said, if you come over here, you will adapt. Now, I happen to be in Taiwan, so it was a little easier than the mainland. But either place, trust me, they didn't put signs up in Ebonics. There was no talk about critical race theory being taught in schools or anything like that. Now, let's go back to what I was talking about. Leftists in line. Terry McAuliffe, the ex-Virginia governor who wants his old job back, and he's running again for governor of Virginia. He's been repeatedly and dramatically inflating Virginia's Wu Flu cases and hospitalization numbers, and this is according to the Washington Post. The Post said that initially they raised eyebrows at McAuliffe's calculations during a debate when he said there were 8,000 Wu Flu cases yesterday in Virginia, but official records showed fewer than 2,000 cases. A week later, on October the 7th, McAuliffe said 1,142 children were in ICU beds with COVID when there were 35 kids in hospitals. Never mind intensive care. He then repeated that claim twice in subsequent weeks when throughout the entire pandemic, Virginia has reported an overall total of 952 hospitalizations in children under 17. And oh, by the way, not all related to the Wu Flu. But they didn't even want to explain it. See, this is what they do. They go out, they want to scare you. Oh, this is the reason why we're running. I've got to protect you. And the fact is, everything he says is a lie.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.